With over 200 flavor notes to discover, Woodford Reserve is more than just a spirit. It's a spectacle for the senses. Toast to 150 years of the Kentucky Derby with the best bet in bourbon. Raise a glass of Woodford Reserve on this monumental celebration.
Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Carmen and Yurko, WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Mother's Day fail contest in 15, so get ready to call, all right? Get ready. The winner today gets a $300, you heard me right. A $300 Tricocci gift card. And right now through the 13th of May, you can earn a $15 bonus for every $100 gift card you purchase. Plus, new clients get 20% off their first service. You can pick them up in salons. Or what's even easier is just going to Tricocci.com/ESPN to send an e-gift card. Take advantage of the savings, guys. Mother's Day is this weekend. That's Tricocci.com. TRICOCI.com/ESPN. Mother's Day fails. Are coming up. The Friends of the Park is quote unquote prepared to fight for the lakefront, Yurko, but not ready to say it will mount a legal challenge to prevent the Bears from building a dome stadium. Jin Kilgore, what's a good name, isn't it? Jin Kilgore.
Is
it like dry gin?
Gin. As in playing
probably
gin.
Short for like Ginny? I don't know. Could be. I like that name, Jin Kilgore.
Jin Kilgore.
Acting executive director of the group tried hard to thread the needle Tuesday in her first extended interview since the Bears unveiled their $6 billion plan to build and finance that stadium and retire existing debt used to renovate Soldier and Guaranteed Rate, current home of the White Sox.
Not retire the debt, to absorb the debt. It gets retired because you absorbed it into new debt.
I guess that's right.
Yeah. Yeah,
basically.
It's not really retired. It's just being absorbed.
It's being pushed into something else. That's a good point, Yurko. Yeah.
So that crap retire means like it's done and it's gone. Nah. It still exists.
We are prepared to fight for the lakefront, she said. We are prepared to stand on behalf of the doctrines, the principles that say our lakefront should be forever open, clear, and free to public use. Now, the Bears are still trying to sell that.
Well, with the bathrooms.
Yes. And the students will come here and celebrate in our park.
Right. And they'll go to the bathroom here because we're building bathrooms.
And we're going to build new bathrooms.
What does Jin Kilgore have to also say?
So they really did try to thread the needle with a lot of this. They're not saying, like, yes, we're definitely going to stand in the way. We're going to prevent it. We're going to file a lawsuit the way they were able to derail the George Lucas thing. But they definitely have questions. They think a lot of this has been presented hastily by the Bears. They're saying, like, some lawmakers in the state legislature downstate in Springfield saying, whoa, pump the brakes here. You guys are going way too fast. There are too many unanswered questions. And when she hears things about the Bears wanting more of the cut and maybe all of the cut, what's left for the Park District, that concerns her and it concerns the group. She said, quote, what is the true impact of taking attention and resources away from the Park District and local parks? Where are the dollars? It's a lot of just there's a lot of just trust me going on here. Close quote. Yeah.
Trust.
Oh, yeah, there is.
There is
no trust what they say. She's
remember,
right.
I was a player in the league. You never trusted the owners. You could never trust them. You had to. The players had to sue them.
Yes.
Remember that number of different times and go on strike because you can't trust the owners.
Yeah, what do you think? They're so
magnanimous?
Yeah, well, I don't know if magnanimous is the word I was looking for, but they're so willing to just give back and not take and keep everything from themselves that you should just put your faith into their
scales of fairness.
Right. Yes,
no, I don't think so.
You just trust what they say that they've got some bigger pursuit here that serves the greater good?
Yeah, I don't think so.
No.
The greater good for the Bears is the Bears. That's what they believe. Can't get caught up in that crap.
But they're good at like tricking people. They are. They're good at getting public favor on their side. They've been successful at turning the public against players for years.
The people that make the decisions are the 50, 100 state representatives, 80 representatives, you know, whichever group that is, they curry favor from them. And they're the ones that make the decisions. Are they doing what's best? If you're in every, in the state of Illinois, you represent everything, 90%, right? Territory-wise, not so much population-wise. But this benefits the Bears and the Bears only down here on the lakefront.
Right.
It doesn't benefit Arlington Heights. It doesn't benefit Calumet City.
Of course not.
Doesn't benefit Phoenix or Robbins, does it?
It doesn't.
I don't know if you've been through Phoenix or Robbins.
I have.
Yeah.
I have.
Need a little infrastructure work down there. I don't know if you've been there.
Yes.
It's not spectacular in most of this state.
No.
How does this benefit everybody in the state? It does not.
It benefits one family.
That's it. And one family only.
You know, and there's some short-term benefits. You know, we've talked about that, construction and labor. And that, you know, there are some great short-term benefits. But long-term, don't be fooled into thinking that this is some economic boon for each and every one of us. It isn't.
It's not.
Maybe a few businesses and people are in the immediate area. And, you know, can I give you, like, a radius in terms of mileage? I really couldn't. I think if you read through some of the studies, they can a little bit more accurately pin that down within a very close proximity. There are some things that benefit, you know, local businesses and residents, but that is a very, very minuscule percent of the population, especially on the lakefront, because it's not a neighborhood. Sure, there's some nearby high rises. Chris Black used to live in the South Loop. There, you know, maybe a little bit of trickle effect, but it's not even being like being in Bridgeport or in Wrigleyville or on the west side by the United Center. That's much more residential. That's not residential at the lakefront.
No.
Who benefits? The Bears benefit.
Only the Bears will benefit. Only the Bears. Not only the Bulls. Only the Bears.
You know,
it sours your stomach to think of it.
Does.
I can see the look on your face.
It does. And who knows, like, how long this is all going to take? I mean, will at some point the state just say, all right, fine, we'll give you what you want?
These are all the backroom deals that end up happening. But if it's a publicly financed stadium, you can't let go of your cut. And that's what they want. Not only do they want more of the cut, they also want the city to manage the property and be responsible for all the financial,
you
know, upkeep of the property. They don't want to be responsible for any of that. They just want to collect.
Yes.
That's what they want to do. Just keep collecting.
So, I don't know. It's obnoxious, if you ask me. So the Friends of the Park, you know, again, they didn't, like, come out all that hard against the Bears, but did say that
they don't have to, because it's just the concept right now.
It's just the
concept right now. Yeah. They don't have to put all their cards on the table yet.
I guess you're right.
We object. We strenuously object.
Right.
Is that how you do it? You strenuously object? Yes. We strenuously object. That's all you need to say.
I love the good strenuous objection.
That's right.
From A Few Good Men. JG is in Orland Park. What's up, JG?
What's going on, fellas? How are we feeling today?
Good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. I just wanted to give in a holler. I heard Yuriko kind of touching on the fact that it ain't going to help everyone, especially down in the south suburbs. I mean, I'm riding through Calumet City right now. It's just over in Robbins and Phoenix. And I tell you right now, that money could be a lot better spent somewhere else than in a Bears stadium.
Yeah.
So that's my piece.
Yes, of course.
Riverdale, Dalton's got their own problems.
And it's hard to trust our local leaders to do anything, right, quite frankly. I mean, I understand that. There's been waste and misuse and corruption for decades in this county, in this city, in this state.
Townships.
City, county, state.
How much duplicity does one need?
I understand that. But the last thing we need is, more public funding for billionaire owners who are, at this point, whacking up $10 billion worth of media rights alone. I mean, come on. Dave's on the west side. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, guys, I just want to piggyback what you guys are saying. If this were actually a good deal for the state, if what the Bears were actually offering would return money and return and give a nice return for the money that, you know, we would have to give them as tax payers, every bank, every investment firm, every private equity group would be lining up to take the exact same deal.
Right.
Yeah.
And nobody is. And so that's how you know it's going to screw us.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, Dave. Thank you.
I mean, there's private equity money out there. Big dollars. Venture capitalists out there, but they want to make money.
Of course.
They don't want to lose money. They look at that deal and say, there's no way in the world we wouldn't touch that with a 1,000-foot pole. Stay the hell away from that. We know what that is. That's a, hey, we get everything and you get screwed. And the people get screwed.
And you get nothing. Exactly. Eddie on the north side. What up, Eddie?
So then we all agree that Kevin Warren was the worst thing that happened for Chicago. he didn't hire Poles. Poles was here.
That's right.
So Poles is doing a good job building the team. But what he's done is he's made a destruction of all the plans that we thought Arlington Heights was going to be beautiful. We can drive there, see the Bears game. And now he wants money from the taxpayers, and it's like a slap in the face to all the Chicago Bear fans.
We're all sold a bill of goods, Eddie. No, that's right. I don't know. I mean, I think we all knew that eventually they were going to ask for state money, even if they build in Arlington Heights. That's the only pushback you're going to get from us. Kevin Warren helped build a beautiful stadium in Minneapolis. I sure hope they hired Kevin Warren so that he could do something similar to here. My only point is, you pay for it. There's nothing stopping you. Nothing. There is literally nothing stopping you. You do it. You build it. You finance it. You pay for it. You make money off of it. Bears fans will enjoy it. You build it. And if Kevin Warren is the guy that helped, you know, to help get that done, because he built a beautiful stadium that is one of the jewels of the league, as I understand it. I've never been there. I've never heard one bad thing about that stadium from people that have been. That it's incredible that the Bears could have something similar, state-of-the-art, domed, all kinds of events. Do it. You build it.
And keep every dollar.
For and
keep every dollar. Keep every dollar.
You have the means to do it. All right, we're going to line up some Mother's Day fails here, okay? You got a Mother's Day fail? You screwed up? Did something silly? You were trying to be good, but you wrecked Mother's Day for your wife, your mom, whatever. You can ring us up, share your story. Best story gets the $300 Tricoche gift card. You talk about a gift. Oh, she'll be pampered and spoiled. She's going to love it. $300 gift card to Tricoche on the line. 312-332-3776. Make it good. We'll hear the stories. We'll debate them. We'll discuss them. We'll pick a winner in a little bit. But we want your stories coming up next.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Instagram at ESPN_Chicago. Carmen and Yurko are back. No. This is ESPN Chicago, Chicago's Home for Sports.
No. Mother's Day is this weekend, Yurko. I was trying to get Tracy Butler's. I'm going to go to Tracy Butler's Instagram. Our good friend and one of the best meteorologists in the business from Channel 7.
I bumped into her earlier today, too, outside the commode.
Nice. Tracy Butler, ABC7 on Instagram. I just wanted to see her extended because I thought she said it's going to be pretty nice for Mother's Day.
It is. It'll be 70 on Sunday.
70 and mostly sunny, I think, on Sunday. Yeah. It's going to be a beautiful Mother's Day. Great. Wonderful. Good, great, grand, wonderful. Time for the Mother's Day fails, the Mom's Day fails. What'd you do to screw it up? The most creative, best one will still be a winner. Even though you screwed up, you're going to win. $300 gift card. Right now, $300 to Tricoche on the line. You can get the special mom in your life a $100 gift card or more. And for every $100 you spend at Tricoche right now, you'll get a $15 bonus. That deal runs through the 13th. New clients get 20% off their first service as well. You can pick up these gift cards at the salon, or even easier, send an e-gift card by going to Tricoche.com/ESPN. That's Tricoche, TRICOCI.com/ESPN. Take advantage of the sweet deals. Diane is on the south side in Orland Park. Diane?
Hi.
How are you? You got to kick this thing off for us, okay?
I'm going to kick it off, and I'm going to win it because this is incredible. And you're going to really love it, Yurko, being the golf nut that you are.
All righty.
Okay, so we live in Orland Park. We belong to a golf community. My husband had a really cool golf cart, kind of an antique. He had a little bit too much to drink one night with the boys and crashed the golf cart into pieces. So, well, about a month or two later, it's Mother's Day weekend. I had gone to visit my aunt. I come in, picks me up from the airport. He can't wait to open up the third garage door. He goes, "Look, I bought you a new golf cart for Mother's Day. The thing is called the Beast.
The Beast.
It's massive. It's got tires the size of something that should be out on the street, like a truck. It rides like the Sanford truck. Not at all what I would have ever picked, and he bought it and said it was my Mother's Day present.
He bought it for himself.
Yeah, he bought, who I was going to say, yes. who normally uses the golf cart? He does.
And he called it the Beast, bought license plates that say the Beast. He's fixed it all up with his own kind of radio thing. But every time he's got a minute, he's playing with it. Yeah, it was my Mother's Day present.
What did you say to him at that point?
Oh, my God, I was so mad.
Did you punch him in the mouth?
Punch him
first,
in the
I was really mad that he crashed up the other one and almost killed himself.
And then tried to present that to you as a gift?
And then he replaces it with one that I never... He goes, why don't you use... Because I love the golf. He goes, why don't you ever use the golf cart? I go, I hate it.
Yeah, you'd almost be embarrassed to drive around in it, it sounds like.
Oh, my God. All of our friends just, they're like, it's just such a story. They all know. It's massive.
That's pretty good.
It's Father's Day.
Father's Day is a month later. What did you buy yourself then on Father's Day?
No kidding. That's what I should have done. I'm going on a girls' trip, probably. Yeah.
Well, that's what you absolutely should do. All right, hold on, Diane. That's a pretty good start.
I like that.
The husband buys her.
He bought himself something for her. It's like breaking your driver and saying, honey, I bought you a new driver.
Does he call it the Beast, or is that the actual, like,
no,
he nicknamed
it's on
it?
There, oh, like a license there? Plate, like decorative license plate the called Beast. The Beast.
They're going for a thing like they call the president's limo the Beast, don't they?
They do.
They're doing like, look, we've got the Beast of golf carts. I'd be embarrassed the way she described it to even be seen in that golf cart, to be quite honest. All right, pretty good start. 312-332-3776 if you've got one. Now you know, you've got the gist of it. Pete's in Naperville. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, hi, guys. I'm in my mid-50s now, but in my 20s, I enjoyed myself some cocktails and usually sometimes got in a fight down at Potter's in Naperville. And 1 year I got arrested, and on Mother's Day, me and my mom were going out of Washington Square in Naperville. I got pulled over while I had forgot the court date, so there was a warrant out for my arrest.
Oh.
At that time, the cop notified me that I was being arrested, and my mom wasn't too happy with that.
Dude.
So she let him know that in so many words, and she was arrested as well for disorderly conduct. So on that Mother's Day, my mom and me spent our time in jail.
All right.
In Naperville. First of all, Pete
is speaking my language. Potter's, yeah. I could see it. And then I love that we brought up Washington Square. That was like the fancy place when we were young.
Sure. Yep.
In Naperville.
We were heading down there for Mother's Day, yep.
Oh, all right.
And on our way there.
Pete, hold on.
I got a buddy who's a cop in Naperville, Tonkovich. It wouldn't have been him. He would have been more understanding.
That's pretty good, dude.
Yeah.
You skipped out.
That's good,
now,
dude.
I like how Pete says, I forgot my court date.
Yeah.
Pete maybe skipped out on that court date.
Skipped out on his court date.
Gets pulled over with a warrant out for his arrest on Mother's Day.
Mom's unhappy that it's Mother's Day and her son, who's going to buy her something, obviously, or going to lunch. You'll get a little buffet, a Mother's Day buffet. And all of a sudden, Mom's arrested too. Salty.
That's pretty good. Let's go to Ron in Orland Park. Ron, go ahead, buddy.
What's up, boys? How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
Great. So every Mother's Day, we would play like a game like basketball, volleyball. This year, we were playing softball. It's right before me and my wife's wedding. And we're playing, and I botched a play in the infield. So we get out of the inning. My father-in-law is razzing me, or his friend actually is razzing me, saying, you know, you messed up that play. I'm like, it was just one play. He's like, it was a big play. So I'm like, all right. So I'm up to bat. They're like, come on, just do something. My mother-in-law's pitching to me, and I smoke one right up the middle, right in her face.
This sounds
My brother-in-law said, I can totally see clincher on your forehead.
This sounds like he's lifting the story from Meet the Parents. That's what it sounds like, okay? I think Ron's messing with us.
Is this Meet the Parents?
Meet the Parents.
Oh, different one. Sorry, wrong movie.
Steve Martin. Oh, you're saying Father of the Bride.
The Father of the Bride.
No, Meet the Parents. He's taking the Ben Stiller volleyball game, and he puts softball in.
I got you.
Ron. It was still funny.
He painted the cat.
Yeah.
Spray painted the cat.
I only missed one shot. It was a big shot.
You're going to meet me.
What's the matter with you, Fokker?
You're going to meet the parents.
So good. All right, I love how Ron hung up, too, because he knows he's BS.
He knew?
He knows he's making that. I caught it
The very second.
The very second he started getting into
Connor
the
details. No. I thought it was Connor McKnight. Different movie.
Yeah, right. He's doing that. Let's go to Matt in Colorado. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. I'm a little sick, so hopefully my voice makes it through. But when I was 19, was supposed to go take my mom to Mother's Day brunch from Antioch. So, and night before, went to a buddy's house, and people had some pot brownies. And as you know, sometimes you don't know how strong they are.
Yeah.
So ate them at like 10 o'clock. Ended up not waking up till 5 o'clock at night the next day, and totally blew her off.
5 p.m.
And I'm telling you, I was out.
I mean, is she calling you at this point? Like, are you okay? She's probably worried about. Not only did you blow her off, she's probably worried.
I lived there. She let me sleep the whole time.
Oh, you lived there. Oh, wow. Okay. You're 19. Okay. So you lived at home. That makes sense.
Yeah. So I think she just, you know, thought I was some punk kid hungover and just left me alone. But yeah, I totally screwed that up.
You still felt pretty. You felt pretty bad when you got up. All right.
You got high. You missed Mother's Day because you got high.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
I like it.
I'm going to go to Tyler in Oswego. Let's see what Tyler's got for us. Go ahead, Tyler.
Hey, guys. So I was like 11 years old, and I grew up in Plainfield, and my mom's birthday is the 12th of the month. So birthday and Mother's Day are always like right around the same time.
Double bubble.
Yeah. And she's feeling bad about turning 30. So she's housing this like spinach dip with the bread. And we had this old dinner bell that was out on the porch, and I start ringing it and making pig noises. And I really ruined the day.
Yeah, you think?
You were saying that your mom was a pig?
That's what it sounds like.
And she was turning 30?
Yeah, like my dad thought it was funny. I crushed it, but man, he was she was upset.
First of all, did you say, so your mom was 19 when she had you?
20. So 20. This is like, yeah. So just, so I'm like, yeah, like 10 or 11.
Your friends must have busted your balls relentlessly with a young mom.
Oh, it was nonstop.
I can't even imagine, Tyler.
Oh, yeah.
They must have, like Waddle's talked about that, how his friends busted his balls because his mom was like 18 when she, you know, had the,
right.
You know, all right, Tyler, not bad. That's ruining the day for mom.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's going over to check out mom.
And if you're the kid that grew up, like, if you know, your mom was young when she had you and your mom was like, you know, you were a teenager and your mom was 33, 35, right. Like, forget it.
Yeah, you're 13, she's 31.
Forget it.
Hello.
I'm trying to think, like, were we,
did you have that? Did
I'm
you have that
to
instance?
Think. I'm trying to go through my head right now. Like, nothing's jumping out at me, so I'm going to say no. I'm trying to remember if, like, there was a young mom. I don't think so.
No, you're running through it. I didn't have it.
No, we didn't have it. We had some young teachers.
Before, there were no hot moms on our side.
Yeah, Stacy's mom.
Not on your side, you guys?
No, Stacy's mom has got it going on.
We had some younger teachers. By the time, like, you're in grade school and then into high school, when you start going through it and you're like, oh,
yeah,
I like girls. And, like, you tell your hot teacher.
You get the 22-year-old Dutch girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, whew. There were a couple of those.
Miss Del Polo. Hello, how are you?
Yeah.
She knows who she is.
She knows.
Yeah.
There were I had a hard time paying attention in school.
Blonde hair.
Let alone when I started daydreaming about the teacher, like
blue Camaro.
I had no chance.
Yeah.
Of getting good grades.
I got good grades anyway cuz I was trying to impress them. But most of ours teachers were nuns, you know?
Yes. But then you had some guys talk to the school though, and then your grades weren't a problem anymore.
That's not funny.
Mrs.
That's
Lewis
insulting.
Was the nice
that's
teacher.
Not funny. Trust me, I'll go ask my parents. They'll be like, no, we didn't.
Mrs. Shapansky was a nice teacher. She was very nice. Yeah. You know, the late teachers that we had. I won't name the Irish, angry Irish woman that was the eighth grade teacher.
Yeah.
She doesn't deserve to be named, but getting hammered up on Sunday before a Monday session over at the beautiful St. Andrews was not an ideal way to enter the workplace that morning.
I'm not going to say it because he's one of my best friends.
Well, but
I'm
that's my
keep it. No.
See, my point, I protected the innocent.
Yeah,
when I had something nice to say about people,
this would
I mentioned
like,
their names.
There was like one pretty hot mom in the group. I won't say it because he gets sensitive about it. Like,
why?
He just does.
Well, give me the initials.
BM.
BM. Oh, Mrs.
You've met him. You've met him.
Have I?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to out him or out
no,
his mom.
I know, because he gets sensitive about it.
Ma's still looking good? Does she still look good now?
I haven't seen his mom in a while, to be honest. But yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Well, and then his sister. He really gets mad when I talk about his sister.
Oh,
Who knows who he is if he's listening?
Is she still gorgeous, too?
Gorgeous.
Is she?
Smoke show.
She ever met the good kid?
Once. She stopped by a remote once that we were at.
Surprised she wasn't smitten, Carm.
She might have been, York. You never know. Smoke show. Let's see. Where did we leave off? Bob, is this is going well. Bob in Hanover.
Bobby,
go ahead, Bob.
Talk to us.
Yeah, I'm probably going to burn in hell for this one, but out of the womb, I've pretty much been a class clown. In 1979, tragically, my brother passed away throwing up on his in his sleep.
Oh.
The fall of 79, and before this, mind you, me and my mom, I'd always play jokes on my mom.
Oh, no.
Well, the following spring at Mother's Day, I go to give her a call for Mother's Day, and out of the blue, in my head pops in, Mrs. Carlson, this is the police. Your son was tragically killed in a car crash.
What is the matter with you, Bob?
What is the matter with me?
My
mom drops the phone and my sister gets on, and I tell her who it is. My mom's crying in the background. I had to explain to my mom on the phone that I was just kidding, and I don't know why I did that.
Bob, I got to be honest with you. You can't win. I can't. I mean,
you think he's going to burn in hell,
Bob?
To hell. Well, this about epic fails, aren't we?
I will give Bob credit for having the balls to even relay a story like that on the air. Like,
me can't win.
It's
up for vote. There's four of us. You may not vote for him. That doesn't mean I won't.
Holy cow.
I mean, man. It's a funny story.
Holy cow. All right, Bob, you might get some votes. I got to say, you're not going to get mine. But, man. Okay, hold on. So far we have Bob, who already lost a sibling, and his mom already lost a child, and then played a prank on his mom on Mother's Day that he
was
died.
Dead.
Yeah. We've got...
we got the Beast.
We got the Beast.
We got
the Beast.
Pete, Diane's who was arrested.
Pete was arrested. Pete was
in jail.
Got arrested.
In jail.
Matt
had pop brownies. And what did Tyler
called his mom fat.
Fat. Yeah, Tyler called his mom fat. Okay.
You've seen the spinach and bread. You know, you dig out the bread with the spinach dip, and he started making piggy noises.
I mean, really, Tyler. These are good. All right, we got a few more we're going to get through. So sit tight if we didn't get to you yet.
That's great.
We'll take a couple more. If you've already told us your story, don't go anywhere because you're in the running. I guess even Bob in Hanover Park might get a vote.
Yeah, hold on.
Holy cow, Bob. I can't believe that. We'll be right back.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago. Carmen and Yurko are back. This is Chicago's Home for Sports. ESPN Chicago.
Mother's Day is this weekend. We're doing Mom Fails. This has been better than Dad Fails, and we've had fun with that the last couple of summers. Winner today gets a $300 Tricoche gift card. If you're looking for a last-minute gift for Mom or your wife, something like that, and now through May 13th, you can get a $15 bonus with every $100 gift card you buy from Tricoche. Plus, new clients get $20 off their first service. So you might as well take advantage of these great offers while they last. You can pick them up in stores, at the salon, I should say, or you can go to Tricoche.com/ESPN and just send an e-gift card. That's Tricoche, TRICOCI.com/ESPN, and go ahead and get your bonuses and get that $20 off your first service if you're a new client, and send Mom a gift for Mother's Day this weekend. But we're taking these fail calls, and they've been very good. We still have a couple more here. We're going to go to Tim in Joliet. Hey, Tim, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
Great.
So a few years ago, my mom's, well, now ex-boyfriend, got her some brand new carpet for their bedroom. My mom's a big fan of red, so they got some really nice, expensive red carpet. And the night before, that was her Mother's Day gift. And then the night before Mother's Day, they got it installed. I went out, had a few too many adult beverages, and in the middle of the night, I burst into the room and just began to pee all over the carpet.
What are you bursting into your mother's room for? You were that disoriented?
You thought it was a bathroom.
You thought it was a bathroom?
I was drunk.
Oh.
Well, you know, it's funny because the reason they got new carpet is because it used to be my room, and we had just recently, like, switched bedrooms so that they could have the bigger closet. So they were like, you know, they remodeled, repainted, and all of that. So she wanted new carpet, and I just decided that I was going to leave my mark.
Oh, one question, Tim. Were you always a chronic urinator when you got hammered?
No. I had maybe like one incident where I peed in a hamper, which, yeah. You know.
How old
that,
were
that
you
seems to happen.
When this happened, Tim?
Oh, maybe 19, that's 20.
Yeah, that sounds about right. All right, Tim, hold on. You're in the running. I've told the story before. I did it once in my life, and I was probably about 20, 21 years old.
Where'd you go?
All over my desk. At least it was in my bedroom, all over the desk.
You thought you were in the bathroom.
Thought I was in the bathroom. And I've told the story before.
You let it fly.
And I woke up in the morning, when you're 20, 21, you wake up. It's not like waking up now hungover. But, you know, I was hurt. I'm in my bed, and I'm thinking, did I pee on my desk last night? I'm like, that can't be. No, I dreamt that. Get up, walk over there. I peed all over my desk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Happened once in my life. Proud to say it hasn't happened since. Thank God. But it did happen once.
Computer gone? Did you
I didn't
right
have a computer
up?
On my desk. I was okay. Still in college. So I was definitely like 20 or 21. I had peed all over an assignment. All over books.
You turn it in?
The dog didn't eat it. The dog
I did not
didn't
turn
eat it
in. Dude, it was all over it. Like the book.
That was nice.
Like the but textbook. Point, now, in college, you buy your textbook. So
right.
But yeah. I but had completely peed all over the book.
But at that point, you probably had that homework was printed up. You can go back to your
little
doohickey.
I think my notes in the book were all peed on. It's not like I was turning that assignment in, but yes.
Did you throw the whole thing away? Or did you try to salvage it?
I think I had to salvage the assignment. Well, I had to like transfer the notes and get through the rest of the book for the rest of the semester probably, and then I tossed it at the end. Mm. Yeah.
When Abdal and I lived together in Lakeview, we had a beautiful, sprawling estate. The two-bedroom apartment that we stayed in.
Yeah.
And I won't name the name, but we had a friend who would always sleep on our couch. And my bedroom didn't have a lock on the door. And on multiple occasions, I woke up in the middle of the night to him trying to sit down at my desk to do
number two.
And having to be like, you're not in the bathroom, you're not in the bathroom, you're not in the bathroom, get out.
If I sang the song, It's a Shame About Ray, would I be close?
No, it was not Ray Flores.
For a second, I thought maybe it was Ray for a second.
It was
really
not
did.
Ray, but I'm it like, happened multiple
it's
times.
Not Friedel, it's not Ray.
It's not Friedel?
No, okay.
Could
not.
You imagine such a nice apartment without locks on the doors?
No.
It was
actually, I can't. Unbelievable. We got, I think, do we have one more?
No, he dropped off, so that's it.
He dropped off.
So we've got
Diane.
Right,
so we got through 10.
So we've got Diane, who had the beast. We've got Pete, who was arrested. Matt had the pop brownies. Tyler called his mom fat. And then Bob had the dead brother. And then Tim is the carpet peer.
All right. Are we just going to go? How do we do this now?
Just vote.
Let's
vote.
My vote is for Pete Naperville, who got into a fight, was arrested, was given a court date, missed a court date, had a warrant out for his arrest, was pulled over on Mother's Day taking his mom to dinner, which the cops then realized, sir, there's a warrant out for your arrest, arrested him and the mom because she was being belligerent to the cops. That's ruining Mother's Day. Pete's, my vote goes to Pete.
I can't reward telling your mother you're dead. That needs to be punishable for life. It can't be rewarded.
Right?
I'm going to go with the beast. Diane.
You're going to go with the beast.
Ooh. The beast.
The beast.
So Yurko likes the one where Diane's husband, after he crashed their golf cart in a drunken stupor,
bought himself a
new one and said happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. All right, boys.
I am going to vote for Pete also because I feel like the image in my head of them dressed up like on the way to a nice Mother's Day brunch, him in his like khakis getting pulled over
with his
nice
only collared shirt.
Yeah, he's got one collared
borrowed
shirt.
From
it's
Jim
for
Harbaugh.
Court and brunch.
Yeah,
luckily
exactly.
He's wearing it.
He's
that
wearing
day.
Yeah, right. I mean, Pete's got one nice shirt and a pair of khakis. That's it. All right, so two votes for Pete. Chris, what say you?
I'm going to go Pete.
Oh, and Pete's the winner.
I like the idea of mom also getting arrested. I think that's the cherry on the top. Although, let's give a helmet sticker to Bob. I haven't. I've laughed the most at Bob's, though. That's hilarious.
Chris is like,
what
that's
a prank.
Pretty messed up.
That's what a prank. That's great. Well, hey, Mom, I'm dead.
I would like to congratulate everyone. I thought you guys really brought it. You weren't afraid to share, which is great. They were all good stories. They really were. Pete is the winner. He's going to get the $300 gift card to Tricoche. I encourage all of you to get your $100 gift cards right now, because for every $100 you spend, and give it to your mom or your wife for Mother's Day this weekend, you'll get a $15 bonus. Again, just go to Tricoche.com/ESPN. You can send an e-gift card, or you can go to a salon and pick one up. Thank you very much to everyone who shared a story. And Pete is, do we want to real quick say hi to Pete and reward and tell him about his grade? Pete, you, because of your foolishness, you are the winner. Did you ever think that someday it would pay off like this?
No. I mean, and I have more than one college shirt, guys. So, but I used to run the Chinos in Naperville. I don't know if you're familiar with the Carmen.
I remember what was it called? Chinos.
Chinos.
The store. The clothing store.
Yeah. I don't remember.
No, Chinos.
Is that what you're talking about?
Pizza place. The pizza place.
Chinos. I don't remember that. No.
Yeah, I remember the store. Yeah.
I don't remember that place, Pete.
Well, it was right on Naperville and Ogden. And then York, I also played football at Winona. So,
Winona State. I played with a guy from Hillcrest. Nice. I wrestled a guy from Hillcrest that went up there and played.
All right. Well, Pete, hold on, buddy. They'll make sure, make sure Adam's got all your info, and we'll get the gift card to you. And
We beat him 64-0 when they came down to Eastern Illinois.
Yikes. Happy Mother's Day to everybody out there, and thanks for sharing. We're going to do the Lunch Rush coming up next.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko. Listen to us now, live on the ESPN Chicago app. Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
Great Moms Fails. Mother's Day Fails contest. That was fun. Let's now do the Lunch Rush. It's not Aki's A-List. It's not Shot or No Shot. It's not Waddle's World.
It's not Muslim Musings.
It's not Muslims.
I might have one musing for you.
You
tonight.
Might?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to do the Lunch Rush on the Carmen and Yurko Show.
We'll get to the musing later. Okay. CBS Sports has put out their quarterback power rankings.
Oh, boy.
Number one is very obvious.
I think number one is a guy named Patrick Mahomes.
It is Patrick Mahomes.
He's kind of 1-on-1 right now, isn't he, guys? Like, isn't he in a class all on his own, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, there's some great quarterbacks in this league, but he's the best of the best.
One of one.
1-on-1.
One of one.
Okay.
Number two?
I'm going to say Joe Burrow.
He is number four.
Okay, then I'm going to say Lamar Jackson.
He is number six.
Josh Allen.
He is number three.
Why am I missing two?
Brock Purdy.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Brock Purdy is number two.
I'm surprised.
Let's give the kid the respect he deserves. Two seasons, two NFC title games, one valiant Super Bowl effort. Does he have a sterling setup in San Francisco? Yes. Does he operate like a 10-year vet managing the pocket as both an efficient and mobile gunslinger? Also, yes.
That's clickbait. No, seriously, you only do that so then you hope people react, and then it ends up on First Take.
Maybe you're right.
Maybe. C.J. Stroud comes in at number five. That's the other from the top five that you missed.
Wow, C.J.'s already in the top five, dude. So it's Allen three, Burrow four, C.J. five?
Yes. Wow. Lamar Jackson six, Jalen Hurts seven, Dak eight, Herbert nine, Jordan Love number 10, Aaron Rodgers number 11, and scrolling, number 23, Caleb Williams.
You know, I don't think that top 10's all that bad. I mean, Brock Purdy's high for me.
He's better than Will Levis, who's at 22.
Yeah, Caleb? But he's not better than Joe Burrow.
No, he's not better than Joe Burrow.
What are we doing here?
But
I thought you meant Caleb's better.
Oh, no, Caleb is better. Yeah, Caleb's better than Will Levis is 22.
Brock Purdy's a lot better than Will Levis.
No, but
Yeah, I'm with Chris. Like, I don't mind that top 10 too much. Brock Purdy's just too high. And I like Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
But he's too high.
You wouldn't have guessed him. I did.
Trevor not in the top 10, you said, right?
Trevor Lawrence, I did not mention him. Trevor Lawrence is 15.
Okay, I might have Trevor a little higher.
I think last year he deserved his ranking where he's at now.
I don't think it's a terrible list. I don't think it's a terrible top 10, but the Brock Purdy thing at two seems a little nutty to me, and I probably like him more than most. Shane Orling's going to lose his mind when he sees that. Did Shay? I don't know. I missed some of Cap and Hoodie this morning. Did they talk about that?
Where's Jared
because
Goff?
Because Shay's going to go... He's going to lose his mind when
Goff
he sees that.
Goff is 13, Yurko.
Thank you.
That's the Purdy range.
Why is Shay going to lose his mind?
Oh,
Brock Purdy should not be
Ask him about Brock Purdy.
Why?
Come on.
I don't think he should be two. That's way too high.
He's not better than Joe.
He's better than Josh Allen?
I don't think he's better than Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. There's at least four guys he's not better than.
But I don't think he's better than Aaron Rodgers.
But he gets his due. I mean, he gets his due.
I like him more than most, I feel like. But he's certainly not better than Joe Burrow. I don't think he's better than Josh Allen. He's not better than Aaron Rodgers Aaron Rodgers is healthy.
Is he better than Herbert?
No. I mean, I feel like I'm biased. Herbert. I don't think he is either, but I feel like I'm people would very easily throw in my face. Herbert's never won a playoff game, and he's been to two NFC title games. So I think I'd rather have Justin Herbert than Brock Purdy. I think Kyle Shanahan would rather have Justin Herbert than Brock Purdy. Don't you?
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Well, he's moved out a lot of quarterbacks just to make sure Brock Purdy's his guy. Yeah, he's moved out some people.
I think if you gave him the choice, he'd take Justin Herbert.
Okay. Well, they really had to swallow a lot of crap on the Trey Lance thing.
Yeah, they did,
I mean, they traded up to get him.
Yep.
They failed miserably.
Yes, they did.
And you know what they said? Okay, we'll move on.
We'll
Life goes on.
Yeah. Well, when you got a guy like Shanahan, it's a little easier maybe to do that. Okay, what else?
All right, sticking with the clickbait theme, Yahoo Sports has their ranking of the best quarterback situations for rookies.
Like now or all time?
Yes, no, right now.
Oh. Well, that's got to be Bears 1, right?
Nope.
Wow. JJ, I guess? What?
JJ's 3.
Caleb's 2. And who's going into the best? They're not saying Michael Penix.
They are saying Michael Penix.
Really?
Because he gets to sit for 2 years, possibly, and learn on the job.
That's dumb.
That's silly. That's not even worth
it. Who wrote that?
Charles Robinson.
That's an article that shouldn't have been written. It's dumb,
boy. Who's good normally?
I was just going to say, I like Charles Robinson. That's terrible.
This is why.
That's terrible.
Editors
need to play football.
Editors and producers and an extra set of eyeballs are necessary.
That's terrible.
That's why, right?
Yeah.
Because someone else looks at that and goes, what?
Well, Chris, they might have, one of his editors might have tasked him with that and said, who knows? That's terrible.
Still.
And I like Charles
Robinson.
That's
terrible.
Still, put him at 2.
Terrible.
That's
put him at
terrible.
2 and be like, listen, Caleb's 1. Like, I'm trying to make a thing here.
Unless you're holding something against the Bears because of their history.
No, he's just simply saying that because he gets to sit and learn on the job.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Next.
Not as clickbaity. On FanDuel, the Coach of the Year odds are out.
Coach of the Year for the NFL.
For the NFL.
Coach of the Year odds are out.
There are three that are at 10-1, which is the highest you can be.
Okay, I'm going to say...
Or lowest odds, I guess, technically. But
I'm
going to
say
I mean.
Matt Eberflus is one of them.
Matt Eberflus is one of them.
I'm going to also say that...
I'll give you another new face.
Matt LaFleur's... Oh, another new face. Okay. Is Matt LaFleur one of them?
Matt LaFleur is 16-1.
He's 16. Okay. Another new face. All right.
Face in the NFL. Old face, new face.
Raheem Morris.
Raheem Morris is up there. Another new face, old face.
So he's Raheem Morris is tied with Eberflus at 10-1, and then another old face, new face.
Yeah, old face,
so
new
old
face.
Old case, new coach. That would be...
Was a coach, now a coach again.
Was a coach and is now a coach again.
Successful coach.
Very successful head coach.
Many
wanted him here.
Who am I blanking? Many wanted him here. Harbaugh. Duh.
Yeah, Harbaugh.
Jim Harbaugh.
Yes.
Jim Harbaugh.
So
yeah, that
Raheem
sounds
Morris,
about right.
Jim Harbaugh, Matt Eberflus, all 10-1. D'Amico Ryans, 14-1, along with Jonathan Gannon. Shane Steichen, Dave Kanellis, Matt LaFleur, all 16-1.
I like the Steichen. If Anthony Richardson stays healthy, and listen, he's still got to be good. We didn't see much of a sample. But I like the Steichen at like 15-1 if you want something slightly longer odds. Not too much of a difference between 10 and 15-1, but still, I kind of like that Steichen. That's a sneaky good pick. Eberflus, you guys, in a year is going to go from the favorite to be first coach fired to one of the favorites for coach of the year.
Yeah.
Go figure that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, last October, you guys, he was the favorite for first coach to be fired. And now he's one of the preseason favorites for coaching.
He
year.
Turned the beat around.
Gotta
That's
love
what he
the
did.
NFL.
Turn the beat
That's
around.
That's right. 7 wins. What else, Adam?
Joe Burrow wants a second bye for teams.
Mm.
He said having a bye in week five and week six isn't fair because then you still have 12 games left.
That was the 93 season, right?
I played in the season that had 2 byes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our first bye came too early. It was after week 3. And then our second bye was fine wherever it was at. But the first one was way too early.
Yeah.
So if you had a bye after week 5, including the 5 weeks of training camp, 5 and 5, 10, and then you had one after week 12, I think that's perfect.
Yeah.
But that's tough to maneuver. You think one bye is tough.
We wouldn't get the schedule till June. Well,
and with a longer schedule, too, with more games soon to
June
go to,
9th.
Soon to go to 18. You start adding another bye, it really drags this thing out. Mm-hmm. But maybe that's what they want anyway. They're going to get to President's Day weekend soon enough. So maybe that's what's coming.
Yep. And then my musing real quick.
Yes.
A Chicago music legend passed away today, or yesterday, I guess, technically. Steve Albini. If you don't know who he is, trust me, you know who he is. He was a producer and engineer who produced on over 2,000 albums. He's based out of Chicago, most famously Nirvana's In Utero. He also produced The Pixies, Superchunk, Urge Overkill, Jawbreaker, Fugazi, The Breeders, Cheap Trick, Bush, Robert Plant. If you listen to music in the 90s, early 2000s, and the late 80s in there too, you listen to an album that was engineered or produced by Steve Albini, and he never took royalties from the albums. He got one fee, and that was it, because he didn't believe it was fair for producers and engineers to work once on an album and then take royalties for the rest of their lives.
Wow.
Listen. And he, like, the In Utero thing, the whole story between him and Nirvana and how he became that producer is fascinating. I strongly suggest, if you're a fan of music, look that up. But this is a giant in the music producing and engineering and Chicago music world.
All right. I'm glad Adam brought this to our attention. Why he died young? He was only 60. What happened?
Mm-hmm. I think he was sick. I don't know exactly.
Okay. Well, I did not know about. See, I'm not the music man. Adam is. But thanks for sharing.
Just not Motown.
And enlightening us. Very good. All right. Coming up. Well, we're about to lose Yurko. I'll tell you why. And then I've got a local municipal story that I think needs to be discussed on our show. So we're going to do all that fun stuff coming up. We got Crosstalk. Peggy's in today for Waddle. It's Peggy and Sylvie. We got Crosstalk at about 2:35. We'll be back in 2 minutes.